We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Hoido, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud. For those that have the standard 8-volume set, it's page 276, the right-hand column. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyin, Heishiv Eschamosi, Lochein Emor, V'hoitzoloi Lozari Achrov, Bris Kunas Oilom. That everything we've discussed till now will help us understand why Hashem gave Pinchas the kohuna. Al yidei shekinei Pinchas kinas habris, al yidei zeh zocha lekohuna. Because of the fact that Pinchas showed vigilance in going out against a person who desecrated the bris, the covenant, Zimri ben Soli, the nasi of Shevet Shimon, he was rewarded with the kohuna, the priesthood. Ki kohuna shu b'chinas chesed, b'chinas ahavo v'hishtekikus v'kisufim toifim l'Hashem Yisborach. Because kohuna, which corresponds to chesed, kindness, which is the concept of love and yearning to Hashem, as we spoke about earlier, shehu bechinas Avrohom isha chesed, which corresponds to Avram Avinu, who is the isha chesed, ze zoichen al yidei tikkun habris, kemavur heitev b'Torah hanal. A person is zoichen to that through purity in tikkun habris, as is explained in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, and as we discussed earlier. And it's for this reason that the Tzadik Oemes is given the title Kohen. As it says in the Posuk, Ki sifsei Kohen yishmru das v'toyro yivakshem ipihu. That from the lips of the Kohen we should seek out das and toyro. Shemi Posuk ze dor shrazal. It's from this Posuk that our rabbis in the Gemara teach us, Im horav doim elamalach Hashem tzvokos, that if the rabbi that you want to learn from is like an angel, Shebozeh kolo kol divrei hadrushanal, kemavur baturanal, whereby in this posuk is included everything that we've been discussing, as we explained earlier. Shemalach Hashem tzvokois zebechinas klolius v'chibur lamdon v'tzadik. These two terms, malach Hashem and tzvokois, are actually the combination of lamdon and tzadik. Shehu bechinas oisiois unakudois, which is the combination of the letters of the Torah and the vowels underneath them. V'alkein zocho Pinchos shehu Eliyahu l'chaim nitzchim b'chayov. And based on what we've learned earlier, we'll be able to understand why it is that Pinchos, who is Eliyahu Anovi, as is mentioned in the Zohar HaKodesh and in other places, why he was zocho to live permanently, to live eternally. Ki olo l'ashamayim, because the Navi tells us that Eliyahu Anovi went up to heaven in a fiery chariot, V'chai lo'ilam, and he lives permanently. He didn't experience death or burial. Ki hu ha'hepech mamish mi'adas koirach shecholku al Moshe. It's because of the fact that he was the exact opposite of Korach's group, who went against Moshe Rabbeinu. Al kein nisharuim chayeyem lemato lamato b'shol tachlius. And we learned in the previous paragraph that as a result of them going against Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why they were swallowed up by the earth alive, while they were still living, and they went all the way down. Ki hifridu chiyusam mimekor hachayim, because they separated, they cut off their life from the source of life, al yedei hamachlokes al hatzadik hanal, by the fact that they rebelled against the tzadik, against Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol Pinchos she'oso retzoin Moshe b'shleimos, whereas Pinchos, who was the exact opposite of that, he was the one who fulfilled the will of Moshe Rabbeinu to perfection. The kino kina sabris, and he was the one who showed a vengeance of, he avenged the bris, the covenant, ad shezocho lekohuna shebechinas chesed anal b'shleimus, and was rewarded with the kohuna, which is this kindness, this avo b'shleimus, dahinu kisufim toivim, shehem nefoshes toivim, shehem ikrachis amitikanal, this kohuna, which is avo, which corresponds to good desires, which is good souls, which is the essence, the true chiyus of the person, ad shezocho lekasher atzmoy lemekor hachayim b'shleimus kozeh. Thereby he was zochet to attach himself and to bind himself to the source of life, to the fullest sense of the world. Ad shenishar chay v'kayim lonetzach, which resulted in his remaining permanently and eternally alive. Machmashakisher esatzmoy lemekor hachayim b'skashrus godol. Because he bound himself to the source of life, in the strongest band possible. Behiskashus godo kol kach al yidei shekino kines Hashem tzvokos v'osa retzoyn Moshe u'mosa nafshel amisa bishvil ze. And by the fact that he was willing to put his life on the line to fulfill the rotzen of Moshe, this is talking about Pinchas Eliyahu, al yidei ze posko mimenu zu amas hanochosh. That's what caused the filth of the effects of the eating of Eitz Hadas to be removed, to be detached from him completely. It was removed from him completely. As if he had experienced death and had come back in eternal life. In other words, he was given such an injection of life, the type of injection that people will receive in Tchias HaMesim. This is what Pinchas was zoche to through the great Mesiras Nefesh that he showed, his willingness to die for Hashem, to risk his life. And it's for this reason that Tchias HaMesim will come about through him, through Pinchas, through Eliyahu HaNavi. As the Gemara says, "Utchias Hameisim bo al yedei Eliyahu zochur latoiv." That Tchias Hameisim will come about through Eliyahu Hanavi. Ki ikar Tchias Hameisim shu chayim nitzchim zoichin al yedei shekoylalin ho'isis banakudois. Because the Tchias Hameisim, which is eternal life, a person is zoichin to that by merging together the letters with the vowels. Shehu al yedei iskashrus v'ischabrus letzadikei emes. Which means by binding oneself solidly to the true tzaddikim, Shem b'chinas Moshe, shezochu l'tikin abris b'shleimus. The true tzaddikim who are b'chinas Moshe, who are the ones who are zochu l'tikin abris on the highest level. Shekol ze zochu Pinchas shehu Eliyahu b'chayov. This is what Pinchas, who is Eliyahu Hanavi, was zochu to during his lifetime. Al kein zochu l'chayim be'emes. This is why he was zochu to true life, v'hu chay li'olam. And he lives eternally. The chol tchias hameisim yi al yodoyiv kanal. And the tchias hameisim for Klal Yisrael will be brought about through him. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'yalkein ikar his gabrus Pinchas hoyo al yedei tfila. And it's for this reason that Pinchas's main success was through tfila. K'moy shekosu v'yamoy Pinchas v'yapalel. As the pasuk says, Pinchas stood up and he gave forth a tremendously powerful tfila. Ki ikar is gabrus Pinchas hoyo k'neged Bilam Arosho, because Pinchas' main battle was against Bilam. Shekol hamay sohoro azoy soyal piatzosoy k'may shekosu, because we know the one who instigated this, that the non-Jewish women should entice the Jewish men, was Bilam Harosho k'may shekosu, as the pasuk says, hein heino hoyo bidvar Bilam, that these women were all working on the advice of Bilam. Because we know that the reason why Bolok, the king of Moav, sent for Bilam was because he knew that Bilam had tremendous power in his mouth, in his ability to curse. As the Gemara says, Sheomar, Bolok said, Shemoshe ein koichoy ela bepiv. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of the Jews, his whole power is in his mouth. I too will strike against the Jewish people using an individual whose power is in his mouth. This is all tied to what we learned earlier. About the incredible power that exists in having good desires. And the great harm that comes about when there are bad desires. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu lo hayo koyecho ela bepiv. Moshe Rabbeinu's power was in his mouth. Ki hu zocha b'yoyser mikol hoylam letzayir oyseis ator letoiv machmash yekodesh b'kdushas abris b'tachlis hakdushah k'mashem razal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the individual who was zocha to format the letters of the Torah in a positive way, more so than any other individual, because of the fact that he had the highest degree of purity in Tikkun HaBris. Alkein zocho l'kisufin toivim. That's what allowed him to have the best desires. V'lasos nefoshos nukudos toivos l'cholos yisator ha'kdoshim. And that's what allowed him to create good souls and good vowels, the proper vowels for the letters of the Torah. At shezocho l'zaveg u'lechaber u'letzayar kolos yisator ha'toiv. Which allowed him to unite and merge and format the letters of the Torah in the most positive way possible. V'alkein zochahu litenes haTorah l'Yisrael, mashal zochah lezeh kol haTzadikim shehayu lefonav. And it's for this reason specifically that Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the one to give the Torah to the Jewish people, more so than any other tzaddik that had come before him. Ki rak hu zocho al yidei kedushosoi hu atzuma letzayer kol oisiyas haTorah letoiv, ad shenitzarfo betzirufim hakdoshim hoelu bo'ifen shehayu yochel lamshicha velitnu lanu lezchuyosenu lanetzach. Because it's only Moshe Rabbeinu who was zeche through his extraordinary holiness to format the letters of the Torah in such a positive way, to the point where they were formatted in holy combinations, that in the manner where they were able to be drawn down to this world and given to us and be a schus for us, be a merit for us eternally. Ki ze yodua, because this is a known fact, shehatoira hoisa b'mitzius kvar, that the Torah was already in existence a long time before Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki ha-Torah kodmo lo'ilam, because we're told that the Torah even preceded the creation of the world. Aval Hashem Yisborach lo'irotzo litno lebnei Adam, ad sheyeh tzadik kozeh, sheyeh tzarfo v'yitzayra al yidei kedushosoi, b'tzirufim toivim, koroi litno le'tachtoinim. However, Hashem was reluctant to give the Torah to man until a tzaddik would come along who would be so high a level of tzaddik that he would be zeche to format the letters in such an incredible good way that it could be given over to the people of this world. And this is why the world was shaky, was very shaky, unstable, until Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he received the Torah. Ki hu zocho bo al yidei shehu hayo metzaref umiyached oisiyas haTorah letoiv al yidei kedushos yanal. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to receive the Torah and give it over to mankind because, as a result of his great holiness, he was zeicha to format the letters in the most positive way possible. V'ha'ascholo hoiso me'Avram Avinu. The beginning of this actually took place during the time of Avram Avinu, shehayo ish haChesed kemuva baTorah. Now, Avram Avinu was known as the great Ish Chesed, which is what he's referred to in the chapter in the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. She Avraham zocho lo b'chinas shmiras bris ilo, shaydei ze zocho l'chesed shomeres kisufim toivim, shaydei ze osa nefoshes. Avraham Avinu was zocho to a certain degree of purity in bris ilo, through which he was zocho to chesed, through which he was zocho to good desires, by which he created nefoshes, souls. V'yalkein hu hischil etzari ful etzairo isi satoru letoiv. And therefore, he was the one who started this process of formatting the letters in a positive way, in a very good way. V'yalkein zocho l'Torah. And it's for this reason that Avram Avinu was zocho to the Torah. K'may shekosov, as it says clearly in a pasuk, Ekev asher shoma Avraham b'koili, v'yishmor mishmarti, mitzvoisai v'chukoisai v'soiroisoi. Because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu listened to what I wanted him to do, and he kept my observances, my mitzvahs, and my Torahs. U'kemosh Mazalan, as the Gemara says, Kiyem Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom Afilu Eruvei Tchumin, that Avram Avinu was so religious that not only did he keep the mitzvahs of the written Torah, he even kept the mitzvah of Eruv Tchumin, which according to some is a mitzvah derabonon, or Avol, Afal Pishe Zocha B'Kedushasi L'Tzairo L'Toiv, However, even though Avram Avinu did format the letters of the Torah in a positive way, he didn't do it to the degree of perfection that was necessary in order for Hashem to be willing to give it over to mankind publicly. V'chein Yitzchok v'Yaakov v'Hashvotim kulam osku bozeh v'tiknu harbeh. They also followed in the path of Avram Avinu. They also achieved different levels of Tikkun HaBris and Kisufim, good Kisufim, and formatting the letters in a positive way. Each one, to their own degree, affected major Tikkunim. They made major accomplishments. Avoloi hishlimu zeh ha-tikkun b'shleimus ad shebo Moshe Rabbeinu shayokodosh b'gdusha atzuma kol kach. at shezocho lekisufim toivim uretzoinis kedoshim koele, until the only one who was zeicha to do this to perfection and to completion was Moshe Rabbeinu, who had an incredible high level of holiness, which resulted in good desires. Ki Moshe olo ad rotzon sheberetzoinis, because we're told, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu rose up to the level of rotzon sheberetzoinis. Shaydezeh zocho lehistalik sham, and this is why he was zeicha when he passed away, that he passed away into that level called rotzon sheberetzoinis, kama shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as is written in the Zohar HaKadosh. V'alkein zochohu letzarfo uletzairo letoiv b'shlemus kozeh at shehoisa ru'uya linosin lanu. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to format the letters of the Torah in such a positive way, b'shlemus, to the highest degree of perfection, to the point where he made it possible, where it was worthy of being given over to us, to Klal Yisrael, publicly. Sheyeh kol ho'ila misnahek u'miskayim l'doiroi salyoto. Whereby from that point in time on, the entire Klal Yisrael, the entire world, would be able to conduct itself and exist for generations through the Torah. U'machmazeh ho'yo koichoi b'piv lahani kololim kirtzoinoi, v'lasais oisais u'moisim g'daylim v'noiroim ma'oid ma'oid boila ma'shiloi nishmu v'lai niru. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu had this incredible power in his mouth to control the world, and to be able to perform miracles and wonders, awesome wonders, which had never been performed before since creation. V'chol koichoi ho'yo b'piv, and his strength was in his mouth. Ki me'achar shezocho letzayar kol oisis ha'torah letoiv b'tachlis ha'shlemus, because once he was zeicha to format all the letters of the Torah in a positive way, to perfection, al kein bevadai ho'yo le'koyach la'aseis mo'ifs ne'roim ha'idei dibur piv ha'kodosh. That's what allowed him to perform awesome miracles through his speech. Sho'yo yo'choy le'tzarif oisis ha'torah le'dabur b'hem diburim kodoshim b'piv, meaning, he had the ability to format the letters of the Torah in certain ways and speak them through his mouth, which is what allowed him to perform awesome miracles, and force the world to be conducted the way Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to actually override the laws of nature and implement miracles. Sheyeh mayim yabosha, that to turn a body of water into dry land, v'chulu, etc., etc. Ki kol ho'ilon misnahig al yidei oisei satoiro kithima shezoichem letzarfam v'kanal, u'kimavur sham b'mkoymoi b'soif ha'toiro anal. Because Rabbeinu Zal says at the end of chapter 31 in the first half of Likud Imran, which is the chapter that this halacha is based on, that's what leads the world. What conducts the world is the letters of the Torah. Depending on how they're being formatted, that's what determines all the physical conditions in the world. Shezehu b'chinas uvetuvoi mechadesh b'chol yom tovim ma'aseh bereishis. This is what's meant by the pasuk uvetuvoi, with Hashem's goodness, He renews the creation. Ein toiv ela Torah. The word tuv refers to Torah, the letters of the Torah. V'al kein nisyaitz bolok lohavi aleim bilom shegam kein koicha b'piv. And this is why Bolok, when he wanted to attack the Jews and destroy us, he understood that the best one to do it would be Bilam, whose strength was also in his mouth. Ki Bilam hoya b'klipo keneged Moshe, k'moshem razal. Because Bilam, in Tuma, was the equivalent of Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara tells us. V'hu al yidei goydel tumosoi, v'chisuf av haroimoid. And he, as a result of defiling himself in Pigamabris, being the exact opposite of holiness, of Kiddusha, of Moshe Rabbeinu, that caused the most evil desires possible to come forth from him. That's what gave him the power to format the letters of the Torah in the most negative way, in the most destructive way, harmful way. Because Hashem has created positive and negative as equal opposite forces to a large degree. And this is why the Jewish people at that time were in tremendous danger. As the Pasuk says, Ami, my nation, Zechor no ma yoatz alecha Bolok. Remember what Bolok planned against you, how he plotted against you, and how he and Bilam were almost on the verge of bringing about a destruction of Klal Yisrael. Avol Hashem Yisborach Berachamov Chomal Al Yisrael. However, Hashem, with his great kindness, took pity on Klal Yisrael. Venosan Koyach Lahakisufim Toivim Shel Moshe V'Yisrael Shiz Gabru Keneged Kisufim Vavolim Roim Shel Bilam Arosho. And Hashem allowed the good desires of Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael to overtake and to overwhelm the evil desires of Bilam Arosho. Ad she'okam es piv, to the point where this twisted Bilam's mouth, ad she'huchrach letzarif ho'iseis letoiv olavorach es Yisrael, whereby this Rosha, who wanted so much to speak forth negative tzirufim of the words, tzirufim which would bring up curses upon Klal Yisrael, he was forced to spout forth from his mouth blessings towards Klal Yisrael. V'zeh hadovor nase b'chol doyer, Kasher Hivanti Midvorov Uramozov Akdoshim Zal. Rav Nosson Zal says, and what took place then takes place in each and every single generation, as I understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words and from things he hinted to me. Ki be'inyin ha'havolim ha'yotzim al yidei kiz ha'kisufim toivim oiroim chas v'shalom yesh dvorim nistorim harbe. U'kamoshe kosuk tzas mize ba'toiran al posuk yesh hevel asher nasa lo'oretz Shizeh b'chinas gilgulei hanefoshos ayin shom u'kamavur le'el mizeh. Because regarding this concept of the fact that when people have good desires, this releases good vapors, good vibes into the world. And when people have bad desires, it releases bad vibes. And these vibes result in souls, in gilgulim, in reincarnations. Vashem Yisborach choymel alamoi b'chol doyer. And Hashem has pity on Klal Yisrael in each and every single generation. Va'oise neflois gedoylois levadoi. And Hashem performs incredible miracles. Ki lo'olam chazdoi, because of his great kindness. Shem magbir b'chol eis ha'avolim v'akisufim nigdusha. Shem b'chinas chesed kanal ala kisufim v'avolim roim. Because Hashem is always trying to assist and support the good desires, the kisufim of holiness, the chesed, over the bad desires, so that those bad desires shouldn't have the ability to chas v'shalom cause total destruction of the world. The alkein tziva Hashem Yisborach lizkor ma'ase Bilam, and this is the reason why Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, remember what happened with Bilam. Kemashikosa, as the pasuk says, Ami zechor noam ayotz alecho uma'on oisei Bilam. Why? What's the significance of remembering this? Kedei leida shegam ato Hashem Yisborach oisei manu kemashihoye oz. To let us know that this isn't just something that took place thousands of years ago, but rather, this is something that's constantly reenacting itself. Lohofir b'chol pa'am atzas hasit rachra. That Hashem is constantly trying to assist Klal Yisrael in destroying the Eitzos, the plans of the Sitrachra. Ki ba'ahavosoi uvechemlosoi, hu shodreach lanu b'chol dor et tzadikim amitim ko'elu, shiesh koyach b'gdushosam lahadbir ha'havolim d'gdusha shenasim mikisufim toivim, al ha'havolim d'sitrachra shenasim mikisufim lehefech. Hashem sends in each and every single generation true tzadikim, who have the ability through their holiness and tikkun abris to strengthen the good vapors that come from the good desires over the vapors of the sitrachra that come from bad desires. The ikra hamilchoma zoyz zocha pinchos bekoichoy shel moshe lilchoy milchoma zoyz keneged atzas bilam arosha. And one of the outstanding people who succeeded in this was Pinchos, by being so plugged into Moshe Rabbeinu that he succeeded in waging this battle against the Eitz of Bilam Arosha. At shezocha b'gdushosei lahagbir ha'avolim d'gdusha, u'letzareif oisei satoru l'toiv, whereby he was zochet to strengthen the vapors of Kiddusha and to format the letters of the Torah in a positive way. Ki ikar hizgabrus pinchos hoyo'oz alidei shetzireif ho'iseis l'toiv. Now Rav Nosson Zal pulls something out of his hat. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, you see this whole discussion I just gave you? Till now, somebody could come along and say, what is he basing on that? He's just taking a chapter on the Likutei Moran and trying to plug Pinchas into it. Where do we see the clear connection? Rav Nosson says, I'll show you exactly where the clear connection is, that my words are not baseless about Pinchas formatting the letters, having the good Ritzonos and formatting the letters. K'may shekosuv b'Zohar HaKodesh al posuk vayikach roimach b'yodoi, as we find clearly written in the Zohar HaKodesh, when the Zohar HaKodesh explains the posuk in the Chumash, which says that Pinchas took a spear in his hand. The Zohar HaKodesh says that the word Pinchas is Bigimatria 208. Pei Nun Ches Samach. Pinchas, his own name, is Bigimatria Reish Ches. And Pinchas saw the Malach HaMovis, the angel of death, flying around, wanting to wipe out Klal Yisrael at the time, because they had succumbed to their desire of being seduced by these non-Jewish women. So it's the Zohar HaKodesh says Pinchas saw the letter Mem floating around in the air, the Mem of Movis, of death. Pinchas grabbed that Mem, he inserted it inside himself, inside his own name, between the Reish and Ches, he put the Mem in there, and that's what gave him this Roimach, this spear, which he used to kill Zimri ben Soli. Shero'o HaMem, the Zohar HaKodesh says he saw the letter Mem, which represented Movis, death, flying around. Shehoisa Mishaitetis, it was flying around. V'hoyoroitze lehitstarev El Vav Tov Chas V'Shalom. The letter Mem wanted to unite with the letters Vav and Tov to form the word Moves, death to the Jewish people, Chas V'Shalom. At Shekimat Hoyo Klir Chas V'Shalom. And the Zohar HaKodesh says if that would have happened, it would have been all over for Klal Yisrael. V'hu B'koichoy Pinchas, through his great Tikkun HaBris and his Kisufim Tovim, Lokach HaMem, he grabbed hold of that Mem, he combined it with the letters of his name, which are Bigamatria Reish Ches 208, and that's what made the word Ramach. Ramach is Bigamatria Avraham, who is the Ish HaChesed, and Roimach is also a spear, and this is what allowed Pinchas to overcome the forces of the Sitra Achra. Vegam osak betfila. And we're told also that Pinchas was involved in incredible, intense tfila. Kemoshikos, as it says, Vayamoy Pinchas vayapalel. He shot forth spectacular tfilos. Kihoiso milchomo atsuma ma'oid. Because there was an incredibly intense battle taking place at the time. Atsho yitzorech lekamo nisim shenasul. Kemoshon razal. Whereby Pinchas needed a series of miracles to happen in order for him to succeed in killing Zimri, and the Jewish people knowing that he did it legally and properly and everything. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, gives us a blow-by-blow detailed description of what took place, how Pinchas went about getting into the tent of Zimri and killing him and doing it in such a way where all the Jews were able to see that he had done it legally and properly, etc., etc. The chol milchamtoi hoisa al yidei tzirufei oiseis letoiv k'moy shomraza v'kanal. And the whole battle was based on Pinchas' ability to format the letters in a positive way, in a constructive way. V'yalkein zocho lekuhuna soilom, and this is why his reward was the eternal priesthood, shu bechinas avo v'chesed, kohen is always isha chesed, avo, bechinas, kisuse kohen, yishmru das, etc., etc., ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu, because Pinchas was the one who combined malach Hashem and tzvokois, tzadik v'lamdon, through his incredible kesha with Moshe Rabbeinu, through his ritzonos tovos. Paragraph Yud Beis. And this is why the Torah, right next to the story of Pinchas, right after that, it tells us about counting the Jewish people. And Hashem, Kaviyochel, took from the letters of his name, Yud and the Hey, and attached it to the names of each one of the 12 tribes. Horu Uveini, Hashimoini, etc., etc. Loimar, to tell us, Shmi Meid Aleihem, that my name, these letters, Yudke of my name, attest to the purity of Klal Yisrael. Kamei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Shiftei Ko Eidus LeYisrael, that the fact that the Shvotim had Hashem's name Ko, Yudke, added to their names, That's what attests to the purity of Klal Yisrael. Ki hatzadik begoidel kedushosay begdushas habris, hu mamshich bechinas kedushas habris al kolechot miYisrael. Because the tzaddik, through his incredible high level of kedushas habris, he draws that upon each and every single member of Klal Yisrael, at shekol hamikushorim elov, him biklal kedushas habris, to the point where all those who are bound to the tzaddik are bound to tikkun habris. They have a degree of shleimus of tikkun habris. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'ameich kulam tzaddikim, that the entire Klal Yisrael, when they're attached to the tzaddik, are all in Bechinas Tzadikim. Ki b'chol echad miYisrael yesh Bechinas Kedushas Habris ha'idei shenimoil, k'moy sheshemati mimenu zal. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal says, Rabbeinu Zal once told me that each and every single Jew possesses a high level of Tikkun HaBris and Shmiras HaBris through the fact that he had a Bris Milah, through the fact that he experienced a Bris Milah at 8 days. V'gam al piroiv nimtzuim oid kama nekudos tov shel shmiras habris etzel kol echad miYisrael. And in addition, in majority of cases, we could find many aspects of shmiras habris by each and every single Jew. Kama yishom razal al posuk suga b'sheishanim, as the Gemara darshins on the posuk suga b'sheishanim in Shir HaShirim. It's amazing coincidence, supposedly. Just yesterday afternoon, this shiur is being given at 10 a.m. in Eretz Yisrael. Less than 24 hours ago, about 5 p.m. yesterday, I was speaking to a Jew in Chutz Loretz, a completely non-religious Jew, a Jew who was not Shomer Shabbos, not Shomer Kashrus, you know, a Jew who was raised secular. And his wife, as he explained to me on the phone, was raised totally secular, anti-religious. And they built up a home like this, and he mentioned to me about they just celebrated their 50th anniversary recently, and he said to me that he was privileged that he was never unfaithful to his wife. And he said, I'm quoting his words, he said to me that he wasn't stupid, he was smart enough not to be unfaithful. And it's because he said it's known, like people know that that's a stupid thing to do. People generally get caught doing it, and there's all kind. They lead themselves into all kinds of incredible havoc and destruction by doing it. Here's an example of a man who you would say is so far from Yiddishkeit, so far from observance of mitzvahs, not Shomer Shabbos, eats treifa, and yet, in total honesty, he expressed the fact that he had a certain aspect of Shleimus HaBris, Tikkun HaBris. His wife might never have gone to a mikvah in her life. What they might have been married through a reform rabbi, the Kiddushim, but there was a certain aspect, certain nekudas toivus of shmiras habris in this person. Avol ein koyach b'maat kiddushosoy lehizgaber keneged ma shetzorich lehizgaber kiim b'koyach hatzadik oemes shekodosh b'kiddushas habris betachlis hakdusha b'shleimus shein shleimus achrov. However, every individual Jew does not have the ability to stand up and pass all the tests of Tikkun HaBris and be really, really solidly holy without the assistance of the tzaddik, without being the power of the tzaddik, who has reached the highest degree of perfection in Tikkun HaBris. V'chol mi shezeche livli lachloik olov, and each and every single Jew who is zeche not to battle against the tzaddik, not to wage war against the tzaddik, and especially if a Jew is zeicher to come close to the tzaddik and to carry the name of the tzaddik upon him, to be registered with the tzaddik, al yidei zeh bekoyach kedushosoy hu zeicher gam kein lekisufim toivim velasos nefoshoy shehem nekudos toivos ulahagbiram al nefoshos rois ulatzar foshos ator letoiv aydei shemizgaber lohitzei kisufim toivim bepiv. Through that, the Jew is zeicher, through the holiness of the tzaddik, the Jew is zeicher to good desires and to create good nefoshos, which means generate good vowels for the letters, and to have them overcome the bad desires, the bad nefoshos, and to format the letters of the Torah in a positive way. Al yidei shemizgaber lohitzei, by the fact that the person is zeicher to express his good desires verbally, he's zeicher to have his spodidus, he's zeicher to speak to Hashem and express his good, verbalize his good desires. By doing that, he attaches good vowels to the letters, and he formats the letters in a constructive way, in a positive way. And this is what's meant when it says that Hashem's name attests to the holiness of the Jewish people. Ki Hashem hu hanefesh v'achius. Because we know the name is the soul, the life of the item. Kemoshikosav, as it says in a pasuk in Chumash, nefesh chayo hu shemoi. That the name of a living organism is its soul, is its life. And this is why Hashem attached these letters of his name to the names of the Jewish people, to the 12 tribes, is to show Shehashem, Shehu HaNefesh Shel Yisrael, Kolol B'Shmoy HaKodesh, that the names of Klal Yisrael, which are the souls of Klal Yisrael, are plugged into Hashem, are plugged into the name of Hashem. V'alkein zehu bevadai edus gedoylo shem bechlal shem rebris. And this certainly is a very great testimony to the purity of Klal Yisrael, to the tikkun habris of Klal Yisrael. Shedeze daika zeichem lenefoshes toivois, through which we're zeiche to have good desires and good souls. Shu bechinas shem digdusha, which means a holy name. We said the name and the nefesh are one. Sheshmoy yisborach meshutof b'shmoy, meshutof boy. Whereby Hashem's name is attached to us. V'zehu shiftei ko edus liYisrael lohoidos l'shem Hashem. Lohoidos daiko, Rabbi Nosel says, this is what we have to give tremendous praise for. Praise to Hashem. Hainu b'chinas tefila v'hoido. This goes back to the tefila and praise of Hashem that we discussed. Ki ikor hoedus hu tefila v'hoido. Ma shezechin Yisrael anekron al shem Moshe, shebechinas atzadik emes, zoichin laharbois betefila v'hoido, the greatest testimony of this, of our purity in Tikkun HaBris, and of our kesher to the tzaddik, and of our having Hashem's name upon us, is when we speak to Hashem. The more tefillos and praises we give Hashem, which come from these good formations of the letters, which come from good desires. And this is why Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Jews at that time. Because the 600,000 souls of the Jews correspond to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. The Alkein, Achar Maisa Pinchos, Shekidesh Hashem Beshitin, Tzivul Amnoisim. And this is why immediately after the great sanctification of Hashem's name that Pinchos carried out, Hashem gave the command to count the Jews. Lohoirois, to teach us, and to show Shehizgaber tzidkas hatzadikim shebedor b'koyach Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenitztarfu kol shishim riboy oisiyos hatoyro letoiv, that the goodness of Moshe Rabbeinu rose to such a high level, it strengthened itself, it became so strong in that generation to the point where it was able to force all 600,000 letters of the Torah to be formatted in a positive way. V'hem kulam b'shleimusam u'b'meluoysam, and all the letters are at the greatest degree of perfection and fullness. Shezehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas mispar b'nei Yisroel, which corresponds directly to the count of the Jewish people. Shehem shishim ribui b'shleimus, meaning that the Jews at that time when they counted them, they came to this count of 600,000. V'loi nifkad mehem ish, not one was missing. Kishmoi meyed aleihem, because the name of Hashem testifies to the Jews regarding the Jewish people, shekulam mushroshim uchlulam boiseis haTorah, that each and every one of us is plugged into a letter of the Torah, shenitztarfu kulam latoiv, and all of these letters of the Torah were formatted in a positive way, al yidei Pinchas, through Pinchas, bekoyach Moshe, by his being plugged into Moshe Rabbeinu in such a perfect way. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Rav Nosenzel says, "Veze bechinas lo'elo techole koretz b'mispar shemois." The pasuk says, Hashem gives instructions: you should divide up the land of Eretz Yisrael to these, to the 12 tribes, related to their names. Ki Eretz Yisrael bechinas emuna, because we know that Eretz Yisrael is the concept of emuna. Kama shekosel, as the pasuk says, Shechon Eretz, Urei Emuna, live in the land and pasture your Emuna, develop your Emuna. Kama Shekosu Atmarazal come upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in many places. Ki al yidei kedusha sabris, shaydei zeh mitstarfin hoisyes letoiv, zoichen la'emuna. Because through kedusha sabris, which we learned earlier, is symbolized by the names of Klal Yisrael, by the fact that Hashem attached His name, Yud and K, to the names of the Shvotim, Hora Uveini, Hashimoini, which showed their purity in Tikkun HaBris, as we discussed in the previous paragraph. Through that, through the Mispar Shemois, a person is Zoche to Le'elot Techolik Oretz, to receive Eretz Yisrael, which means to receive Emuna. Kama Shekosov Bahatoyra Hanal, as is discussed in chapter 31 on Likut Imran, that we're basing this on. V'alkein lo'ele techole koretz. Ki koech od kefima shezoich legdushas habris, kemoikein yesh lo'echelek beretz Yisrael shebechines emuna. Because each and every single Jew, to the degree that he zoichet to be solid in Tikkun HaBris, to that degree he zoichet to receive his portion in Eretz Yisrael, which is emuna. In the Torah Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk, "Ubrisi ne'emenes loy." That's the kesher between bris and emuna. Paragraph Yudalid, "V'alkein nismach loze histalkus Moshe," and this is why, shortly afterwards in Parshas Pinchas, it discusses the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu. "V'shebikesh mi'Hashem izborach sheyifko idish alo edo v'loiti adas Hashem katzoin asherin lahem roya." That when Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he was about to pass away, he asked Hashem to designate a suitable person to lead Klal Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu leaves, so that Klal Yisrael should not be like sheep without a shepherd. And Hashem responded, "You're right, go anoint Yehoshua." Ki Moshe ro shelich boi sheretz Yisrael shubchinas lizakos es Yisrael b'shleimus emuna ein mi sheyesh loy koyach haze kamo yehu biatzmoi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that to be zeichet to conquer Eretz Yisrael, which means to help Klal Yisrael achieve shleimus emuna, the only one who's really qualified to do that is himself, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki hu hoye bebechinas bris ilo, because Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to the level of bris ilo. Ki hoye kodosh mo'oid b'kedushas habris kanal. Moshe Rabbeinu was on an extremely high level of kedushas habris. Shaydei zeh zeichen l'amuna shebechinas Eretz Yisrael, through which one is zeichet to emuna which is Eretz Yisrael. V'yalkein sovar shehutar hanedar v'hu yachnis es Yisrael eretz me'achar sheroye b'chol pa'am mi v'mi yomdim al Yisrael l'chaloistim chas v'shom. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the vow that Hashem had made that he would not be zoche to enter Eretz Yisrael, that the vow was annulled, and that he would be zoche to lead them in, especially since he saw the enemies that were rising up against Klal Yisrael every single time. Kama sharo b'maisa Bolok u'Bilam, as he saw in the incident with Bolok and Bilam. V'yalkein hoyoroi shehu yachnis es Yisrael oretz. And therefore it seemed most appropriate that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the one to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. Ki rak hu yodei aluchoim im kol hoimdim kenegdom begashmius v'ruchnius. Because he's the only one who's really qualified to do battle against these kinds of enemies, both physically and spiritually. Avla shemizborach heishivo ishekvar nigzar gzeira v'yef shalavat lo. Shehu yistalekan. However, Hashem's response was, sorry, the decree has already been sealed completely, and it cannot be annulled. V'oz bikesh mi'Hashem yizborach imkein ma'yasu Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he has no chance of going into Eretz Yisrael with Am Yisrael, so he said to Hashem, if that's the case, what is Klal Yisrael going to do without me? So that the Jews should not be like sheep without a shepherd. And Hashem's response was that you should appoint your student Yeshua. Ki Yeshua bechinas nar, bechinas malach memtes, bechinas bristato. Because Yeshua, we know, has the name Na'ar. In the Chumash, he's called Yehoshua ben Nun nar lo yomish mitoich oil, that he was the youth who wouldn't leave Moshe Rabbeinu's side at all times. That's what it says by him. And by the Malach Memtes, we know that who was the Malach Memtes? He was originally Chanoich. Chanoich, who lived on this earth, and Hashem took him off the earth before his time, and Hashem made him into an angel. He became the Malach Memtes. And the Sifrei Kabbalah say that there's a pasuk, Chanoich lanar al pidarkoi, educate a youth on his level. So Chanoich, who is the Malach Memtes, is also referred to by this title, Nar, the same as Yehoshua. There's a connection between these two. And we learned earlier that the Malach Memtes represents Bris Tato. He's the concept of Iser Veheter, Kosher Posel, Osa Mutter, Tomei Toher. Kamasha Kosov Yehoshua Benun Nar. Avo Lalidei Shezocho L'Shamish Kol Kach Ez Moshe. However, because of the fact that Yehoshua was zocha to serve Moshe Rabbeinu so perfectly, Kamasha Kosov, to the point where the Torah testifies Lo Yomish Mitoich Oel, that he never left Moshe Rabbeinu's tent, Al Kein Zocho L'Hikolel Bris Tato B'Brisilo. That's why he was zocha to merge his level, which is called Bris Tato, into Bris Ilo, to plug it in perfectly into the Bris Ilo. Dahainu shi nichlal yachad lamdon betzadik shezehu ikra shlemus, meaning he was able to plug the level of lamdon, which is called Bris Tato, into tzadik, which is called Bris Ilo, which is the ikra shlemus. When you have both of those, tzadik for lamdon. And this is why Yehoshua would be qualified to lead Klal Yisrael if Moshe Rabbeinu would place his hands upon him. Because through his spectacular service of Moshe Rabbeinu, by his being so close to him and serving him constantly and consistently, he was zocher to plug in so well to Moshe Rabbeinu, lichloil tzadik belamdin, to connect the tzadik and lamdin, shaydezeh nitztarf noisius letoiv, through which we learned earlier, a person who does that is zocher to have the letters plus the vowels, and that the letters are united in a positive, in a constructive way, which results in the entire world being conducted in a positive way, in a good way, which would help him to be zeche to lead Klal Yisrael and to conquer Eretz Yisrael, shehi b'chinas emuna, which is emuna, whereby a person is zeche to shleimus emuna, which is Eretz Yisrael, by merging together, by uniting Bris Tato with Bris Ilo, Yehoshua with Moshe, shehu bechinas his kashrus uklolius lamdan betzadik kemuvan batoiranal, which is the connection between lamdan and tzadik, as is explained in the chapter on Likutei Moran. Veze shomar Moshe yifkoid Hashem elokei haruchos. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu keyed in specifically to that word ruchos. He referred to Hashem as the Hashem over ruchos. Vashem izborach heishivoi kach lechos Yehoshua benun ish asher ruach boi. And when Hashem responded, he also referred to Yeshua as a man of ruach. Ha ruchos daiko asher ruach boi daiko. Why is all the focus on ruach? Ki hakol tolui b'ha ruach v'hahevel. Because it's all dependent on that breath that comes out of the mouth, the Ruach HaChaim, the breath, the Dibur, which depends upon the Kisufin, the Ritzoinois. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, give us a person who has such good kisufim that he has the ability to be magbir, to strengthen the ruach toiv over the ruach ra. Yeshua isha Neged Ruchai Shel Kol Echad V'Echad, and Hashem's response was, select Yehoshua, who is Isha Sharuah Boy, who knows how to deal with each and every individual Jew. Haynu Shiyadeh Laharbir Haruach Chaim Shel Kol Echad, Sheizgaber Haruach Vevel Kedusha, and Asmi Kisufim Toivim, Al Haruach Vevel Desitrach, and Asmi Kisufim Ruim. Yehoshua knows how to inspire the people and how to encourage the people to have the ability that their Ruach Toiv should be goyver over the Ruach Ra, the good kisufin over the bad kisufin. Shaydeze ikara hanhogas hoylam latoivo. This is what puts the world onto a good track. Shaydeze koiv shmeret Yisrael shibchenes emuna shishlemus kol advarim kanal. Through which Klal Yisrael is zeichet to conquer Eretz Yisrael, which means to get to the level of shlemus emuna, which is the shlemus of everything. Rav Nosson Zal in Hilchus Umnin in Choshen Mishpot discusses the fact that a craftsman, a person who finishes things, is called an Uman, Milosh Emuna, because the Iker Shlemus of everything is Emuna. Paragraph Tesvov, Validei Emuna Nishlam Hatzdoko Shehi Menaheges Kol Galgalei Horakia Kanal. Rav Nosson Zal over there in Likut Imran discusses tzedakah, and he showed how tzedakah is what leads all the galgalim, because there's a pasuk by tzedakah ki biglal hadover azoyis galgal hu achozer boilim, it says. So tzedakah leads the galgalim and brings a shlemus to them, because we said that by tzedakah it says a concept of 6 brachos and 11 brachos. The galgalim, it refers to 7 planets, Zion koich veileches and Yud Beis Mazolos, which is the Shlemus. V'zeh shenismach lozeh kol parsha hakrobonos shel kol yoim v'shel Shabbos v'rishchodesh v'yom tovim. And this is why right after the discussion of the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chumash goes on again in Parshas Pinchas to discuss all the different sacrifices that were brought in the Mishkan on regular days, on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, and on all the holidays. Ki kol ha-korbonos heim nidva slave. Because all the korbonos were from the goodness of the heart, from the generosity, from the good kisufim of Klal Yisrael. That's what it's referred to. Bechinas tzedakah, an act of charity. Shaydeze misnagin kol galgalei harakia, which is what controls and guides all the heavenly spheres. V'alkein mitzvah lahakrif tmidin b'chol yoyim b'boikra b'erev. And this is why the standard korban that's brought every day, 365 days a year, is the korban tamid, which is brought specifically in the morning and in the evening. Dahainu be'es zrichas ha-shemesh u'shkiyoso, meaning at the time of sunrise and the time of sunset. Kamei shekosev, as it says in the posuk, shnayim layoyim, bring 2 a day. And the Gemara says that the mitzvah is to shecht it, to time the shechting of the korban tamids with sunrise and sunset. Why? What was the purpose? It's to teach us this message, that korban, which is an act of tzedakah, is what controls the shemesh. It controls and guides the shemesh to be giving off good light, positive energy. Shal yodoi lohoyrois shekol hanhogas hashemesh shegodol mikol agalgalim shal yodoi ikr seder azmanim kol hanagosay akolai de korbonos Yisrael shemechnes tzedakah. To teach us that the sun, which is the chief of all the heavenly spheres, the largest one in many ways, that its development and its shining is guided by the korbanos, by the korban tamid, by tzedakah. V'chein tzivo lohoisif musafin b'shabbos v'yantav rosh chodesh. And Hashem also instructed us that the tzedakah is not the same every day. There are certain days where you give more tzedakah. Certain days we have more sacrifices, like on Shabbos or rosh chodesh or holidays. Ki kol shinoy hazmanim kulam al yedei agalgalim. Because all the differences, all the diversity that we find in seasons, summer, winter, spring, fall, all that, and day and night, are all guided by these heavenly spheres, by the sun, the moon, and the planets, and all them. Al yedei zayin koich veileches, by the 7 signs, by the 7 planets. Shehem Keneged Shivas Yimei HaShavu, which correspond to the 7 days of the week. Vayidei Yud Beis Mazalos, and through the 12 signs of the zodiac. Shehem Keneged Yud Beis Chadoshim, which correspond to the 12 months. Shebohem Kol HaMoyadim, during which all of these holidays are found and are celebrated. Ukamai Shekosov, as it says in the Pasuk, Yehi Mo'oirois Berakia HaShemayim, let there be lanterns in the sky, V'hoyu lo'oisois ulemoyadim liyomim v'shonim, and they will dictate the holidays and the days and the years and everything. V'yalkein tzrichen lahakriv musafin b'shabbos and v'rosh chodesh kidei lahaneg l'toiv kol galgal yerakia b'chol shinoi hazmanim. And this is why on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh we're bringing different amounts of korbonos, different amounts of charity, to control the variations that have to take place within the seasons, within the Shinui Azmanim. Ki kulam misnagim al yedei tztoko, shibichin es korbonos. Because Rabbein Azal said on the Kutimran that tztoko is what dictates the Shinui Azmanim. Nimtza, shekul parshiyos haseder, mekushorem usmuchim zeh lazeh yofe yofe, smuchim lad loilam, asuyim be'emes v'yoshor. So Rav Nosson Zal has taken us on a tour a little bit through Parshas Bolok and Pinchas and Matos Maseh, and he showed us how all the different topics that are discussed in these parshas, how they all connect to this chapter on Likutei Moharan, that Torah Lamed Aleph shows us the flow from parsha, from topic to topic in all of these parshas in the Chumash. Halacha Vav. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi ha-Torah amtziis ed-alma, that this chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on Torah Chof Dalet in the first half of Likutei Moharan. This chapter in Likutei Moharan is a shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave on a Friday night. If I'm not mistaken, this was towards the beginning of Rav Nosson Zal's Hiskarvus. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke with such hislavus, he was talking so fiery, that they just about couldn't make out the words that he was saying, which was very unusual. He was super nislahiv when he said this. This chapter, Likutei Moharan, is one of the rare cases where Rabbeinu Zal deals 90-95% with Kabbalah. In other words, he takes a chapter in the writings of the Arizal, which describes the Sfirois and the Olamois, and Rabbeinu Zal puts each item to Chassidus, to items of Musar, etc., etc. The chapter on Likutei Halachos that we're starting now is among the longest ones in Likutei Halachos. And usually these chapters, these halachos, when we come to the Hey, Vav, Zayin, those halachos, it's what Rav Nosson Zal wrote in his later years. And you're really seeing the best, the super best of Rav Nosson Zal coming through. This halacha is going to have an incredible amount of information and advice, you know, very, very important things. Rav Nosson Zal says, Mavoy Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains there on the Likutei Moharan, Oitzem Hamailo Shel Asiyas HaMitzvah B'Simcha, the incredible, incredible significance of doing a mitzvah with simcha, what that accomplishes. It's interesting, just to, as an introduction, the Arizal was asked by Rav Chaim Vital Zal, what made you so extremely different and set you so far, millions of miles apart from the Gedolim of this generation? Arizal lived during a time when there were other very great rabbis, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karoy, the Alshich HaKodesh giants, the rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch, and yet none of them, you know, in certain respects, it's a different planet. The Arizal had an invitation, he said, to every single yeshiva in heaven. At night, when he would go to sleep, he was invited. He was being, he was being pressured to go into every single one. The yeshiva of Moshiach, the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva, the yeshiva, all the different mesiftas, everything, all doors were open to him. The Arizal was able to take his Talmidim into a cemetery and go from grave to grave and tell them each and every single person what all his Gilgulim were on earth, why he had to come back, what he completed, what he didn't complete, etc., etc. In other words, there was nothing. His Talmidim wrote that if he would have lived in the time of the Gemara, he would have been a Chiddush. So he was asked, what made you so, set you so far apart? And he said it was doing mitzvahs b'simcha. Those were his words. Doing mitzvahs b'simcha. That when he did a mitzvah, he quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, So sonechi alem rosecho kemoitzei sholol rov. Dovra Melech says, I'm so happy with the Torah, like a person who found an incredible treasury, like a person who won the lottery. Person who won a $300 million lottery. That's what Dovra Melech felt each time he did a mitzvah. That's what the Arizal felt when he was doing a mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter, Likut Imran, the beginning of the chapter, says that at the beginning of everything is for a person to be zeche to do mitzvahs with simcha. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shaydeze zeichen lahalois hashchina migolusa. When a person is zeche to do mitzvahs with simcha, that person is zeche to take the shechina out of golus. V'chulu, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal explains incredible things there that are accomplished when a person does a mitzvah with simcha. Ad she'oilin mala mala, to the point where the person climbs up, up, up. Ad she'zoichin lahasig oir hoin soif, to the point where the person is zoiche to understand the infinite light of Hashem, bibechinas moti v'loi moti. On the level of reaching it, yet not reaching it. This is a term that's used in the Zohar Kodesh, in the writings of the Arizal, about a person getting to a level which the person can't possibly hold on to on a permanent basis, but it's like they're touching it and they're not touching it. They're there and they're not there, that kind of thing. It means there's a degree of a connection up there. Shezeh ho'oyer, Hulamalo minefesh ruach neshama v'chulu. The light that we're talking about now is a light that's above nefesh ruach neshama. So in other words, we're talking about an incredible high level of light that a person is zeche to get to eventually if he starts off by doing mitzvahs besimcha. Ayin shom kol ze heitev heitev. Look over that chapter in the Likut Imran and all of these things that are discussed there very, very well. Ubifrat, especially Mashekosav Shom, Beinyan Hatisho Hecholin, and especially what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there regarding 9 special Hecholim in heaven, Delav Inu Nehoirin, which seem not to be giving off light, Vechulu, etc., etc., Shenasin Alidei Hatikuim Vohalios, Shezeichin Alidei Asiyas Hamitzvus Besimcha, whereby these 9 Hecholim in heaven are generated by a person doing, by all the tikkunim and aliyos that are accomplished when a person does mitzvahs besimcha. She'oilin lemalo lemalo, whereby the person goes up, up, up to incredible heights. Ad shenizborech hamesader v'hameyashev esamoichin, whereby it results in a bracha being placed upon the mesader and meyashev of the moichin. Shehu Bechinas Keser, which is the crown. The Keser is referred to as Mesader Umeyashev. And we're going to see a lot about this in this halacha. You know, this will be clarified. Because the way Rabbeinu Zal refers to the Moichin over there in that chapter in the Likut Imran is like Kaviochel, something that's flying and bouncing around. And it needs to be contained. It needs to be fenced in a sense. The fence that keeps these lahavdil, like they talk about electrons flying around, zooming around, protons, neutrons, you know, people that learn general sciences, they talk about that, these things flying around, zooming fast, back, in, out, back, forth, up, down, all that. And there's a fence that's holding them in. That's the way Kaviyochel, Rabbeinu Zal describes the Moichin. The Moichin are constantly racing and racing and racing, but there's got to be something to contain them. The thing that fences them in is the keser. A crown is like a fence worn around the head, which helps to see to it that the moichin should interact properly with each other and should create things. Vazai, and when that's accomplished, al yidei horedifo v'hamakev, through the fact that the person's moichin, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, through the fact that the person's brain is jumping up. It's trying to reach up to Hashem constantly. It's chasing after Hashem, kavyochol, constantly jumping up, trying to reach up to Hashem. And there's a ma'akev, there's a fence over there that's keeping it back from being able to get up there, or certainly being able to remain up there. Even when one does get up there for a second, it blocks the person, it holds the person back from remaining there. Azai makin hamoichin v'ayashev amesader. What happens is these moichin bounce against the fence, they strike against the fence, v'savidu tisho hecholin, and this ends up creating and generating 9 hecholin, 9 castles like, delavin anahoirin, which are, where the light is so bright, it's like when you're looking at the sun, if you look directly at the sun, what do you see? Black, you see darkness if you stare at the sun. Here also, we're talking about so high a level of light that it looks as if it's not giving off light. V'lesman dekaima bohu, and there is nobody who can hold on to it on a permanent basis. V'loy mizdapkin, and nobody can attach themselves to it. V'loy misyadin, and nobody can understand it completely. Because we're talking about we're talking about the Keser, Kavyachol, the crown of Hashem, the highest light. Ayin Shom, look over there on Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. For those that have the English Likut Imrans, this is one of the Torahs that was translated, and it's, you know, as good as they could possibly do in putting it into the English language, it's been done. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'tzorich ato hama'ayin, and you who are learning this now, learning the Likutei Halachos, learning the Likutei Moran, and are trying to delve into it, sheteda, you have to realize, vitamin, and believe, shekol ma shenemar shom, that all the deep things that are written there in that chapter in Likutei Moran about the Moichin and about the Sfirois, nase al yedei kol echot mi Yisrael, everything that's spoken about in that chapter in Likutei Moran is accomplished by each and every single Jew, kishe zeche lehizgaber lasos hamitzvah besimcha, when the Jew is zeche to get up the energy and to see to it that when he does a mitzvah, he does it with joy, with real, sincere happiness. Ki loy bashamayim hi, because Yiddishkeit is not up in heaven, it's down here on earth, it's by us Jews. It's not written for mikubalim, and it's written for everybody. Shaloi nemra ha-Torah lo'olei shamayim, that chapter, the Torah in general, and Rabbeinu Zal's Torah, in Likutei Moran, were not written for people who have stairways to heaven, you know. Ki koroiv eleinu hadover mo'i, but rather, it's very, very close to all of us. Rabbeinu Zal's words, Rabbeinu Zal's advice applies to everybody, and it's close to every single yid on every level. I don't want to go into more about this. Enough said. You know, he wants to make it crystal clear that this applies to all of Likutei Moran, especially this chapter. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas chiyuv ha-hoidoa al kol ha-yoitz me'atzora. And with this chapter in Likutei Moran, we're going to be able to understand why all of those people who are zeichet to be rescued, to be saved from a major tzora, why they have an obligation to say birchas hoido, birchas agoimel, shehem dalid chayovim lohoidois, where the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch refer to 4 specific examples who are obligated to give this birchas hoido. Shehem holchem idbarois, a person who crosses the desert in safety, v'yoytzim ibeis asurim, a person who's put into a prison with a death sentence, and is zoicha to come out of it okay, v'choyla shenisrape, or a person who is deadly ill, went through a sickness that could have been fatal and came out of it okay, v'yorde ayam, or people who cross the ocean, kishoyla misham, when they're zoicha to come out of there successfully. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki kol hatzoris rachmor litzlan heim bechinas golus hashchina. Whenever a Jew or Klal Yisrael finds themselves in suffering, in tzoris, any type of suffering, the implication is that the Shechina is in golus, that kavyochol Hashem's Shechina is also suffering right there with them. ki b'chol tzarosam loitzar ki adua, because the pasuk says that whenever Klal Yisrael is going through tzarois, he's going through the same tzarois. Kaviyachol Hashem. V'ikar golus hashchina hu ma'ashecho atzvus mizgaber alev Yisrael. And the most significant golus and the most important the root of golus hashchina is when depression strikes a Jewish heart. When a Jew falls into any type of serious sadness or depression or giving up hope, anything like that. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayis Atzev Eliboy. Kaviyochel, it says about Hashem. The lev is the Shechina. The heart, Kaviyochel, represents the Shechina. Vayis Yatzev Eliboy. The Rabbeinu Zalman, that chapter in the Ketubah, brings the pasuk Nosato Simcha Belibi. Simcha affects the heart most, and Atzvus affects the heart most. Vayis Atzev Eliboy, the pasuk says. We say, the Arizal quotes the pasuk Oyer Zorua Latzadik. Or the Yishrei Lev Simcha, the Arizal says that the words Lev Simcha are Begimatria Shechina, exactly. Showing that that's what the Shechina is all about. That's what the Spirit of Hashem is all about. And the Gemara says in Shabbos and in other places that the Shechina will not rest on a Jew, will not associate with a person unless Elo Mitoich Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's what the Shechina is all about. So when there's Golus Hashchina, the implication is that there's the opposite of Simcha. There's Atzvus, there's sadness, depression. Kemavoyer Shom Bahatoyer Anal, as is discussed over there in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran. Shemishom Kol Hataivos. And this is the root of all evil desires, all bad things that go on inside a person's mind and inside a person's heart. It's all connected to this. To Atzvus. Bifrat Taivas HaMeshagel, the Taivas Momoin, especially the desire for illegal relationships with women, everything in that category, or the desire, the wrong type of desire for money, the desire for illegal money, unkosher money, or more money than one needs, Maisrois. Sheboin Rak Min Atzvus. Rav Nosson Zal could have left out that word. He could have said Sheboin Min Atzvus. He didn't want to say that. He said Sheboin Rak Me Atzvus. These things only result from depression. When a person is unhappy or they're not strong enough in happiness, these things can creep into the person. These things can affect the person. These things can grow on a person. All the Taivas Rois and Midos Rois, especially the two most prominent ones. There's many psukim that Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal bring to support this, to show that that's we'll see. Umishom Kol Hatzorois Rachmona Litzlan. And this is also the root of all suffering, all problems. All problems result from deficiencies or defectiveness in the simcha of the person. Alkein, therefore, when Hashem helps a person, that the person is going through a tzara and they're zecher to come out of it. The person needs to bring a korban toida, the special thanks offering. And nowadays that we don't have a beis hamikdash and we're not privileged to bring korbanos, tzrichin lohoidois bepeh. The person has to praise Hashem with his mouth, with his entire heart. Note both things, the mouth and the heart. Shezehu bechinas simcha. And that's called praising Hashem from your mouth and heart. That's called simcha. Ki ikar hasimcha hi ha'hoidoh l'Hashem isborach. Because the real simcha, the true simcha, is when a person is praising Hashem. Shezehu ikar tachlis hasimcha shelosid. This is the main goal of the joy of the future. When we say that in the future, the world is going to be filled with simcha, what's going to be the purpose of that simcha? The purpose of that simcha is for people to be able to praise Hashem to the fullest. She'oz yasku rak betoida vohidol Hashem yisborach besimcha atzuma. In the future, this is all that people are going to be involved in. People are going to be involved only in giving praise to Hashem with incredible joy. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Chodu Lashem Bechinor, Benevel Osler Zamruloi. Give praise to Hashem with the harp and with the violin. Sing to Hashem. Bechinas Asora Mina Negina, referring to the 10 types of song. As it says in the chapter in Tehillim, Mizmor L'Soido, Horil Hashem Kol Horetz, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Ki Ze Iker HaTikun Shel HaToida V'Hoido, Shechayovim L'Hoido Es Kesheitz Me'atzora. The main tikun of the sacrifice, the Korban Toido, or the verbal praise that we're giving to Hashem when we come out of Atzora is, L'sakein hakilkul shemisham bo hatzoris, is that we're trying to correct, we're trying to get to the root of the problem. Remember, a guy goes into a doctor and the doctor puts a band-aid on. And the guy says, hey, nut, I could have gone to my little daughter and she could have told me to put a band-aid on. I got an infection here that's way inside. I need to know what's the cause of the infection. Where is it originating? What caused it, etc. So Rav Nosson Zal told us earlier that the root and the cause of all tzoros is simcha / atzvus. It's a deficiency in simcha, begamin simcha. So therefore, when a yid is zoche to come out of a tzora, the way that he acknowledges that, and the way that he shows that the tikkun has taken effect in him is by being mole simcha. And the true fulfillment of simcha, the tachlis of simcha is Shevach Vohidot Hashem, which is the tikkun to correct atzvus, which is the source of the tzora. Kedei shemeyato nizke lehinotzeil mikol atzorois ayidei toikef asimcha, so that now that I got out of this tzora, I crossed the desert, I crossed the ocean, I came out of my illness, now I'm benching goymel with this tremendous simcha, and I'm hoping that that's this refreshment, this pitch of simcha that I'm reaching now is gonna prevent me from falling into any other tzoros. This is gonna be my protection, this is gonna be my shield, you know, to keep me on that path of avoiding tzoros, of not falling back into the tzora, chas v'shalom. Ha'idei toikev ha'simcha, ad shenizke l'kol ha'tikunim anal. Till the person is zeiche to all the tikkunim that are described in the chapter on the Likutei Moran, lahasig hoir anal, to achieve that light that's higher than nefesh ruach neshama, shehu ikra tachlis, which is one of the main goals of each and every single Jew, kemoi shekosu sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there on the Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'alkein, and therefore now you'll understand a very famous statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, Kol ha-korbonos betelin chutz mi-korban toida. That all the sacrifices, korban chatos, korban oila, korban osham, all of those korbonos, in the future, are going to be nullified, are going to be done away with. The only korban that's going to exist in the future is going to be korban toida. What's the message in that? The message in that is that in the future, all that there's going to be is simcha. And simcha is the absence and the elimination of all tzoros. Simcha is tikkun hashchina, it's the tikkun of the Jew, and it's the elimination of all tzar and tzoros and problems and taivus rois and midos rois, etc., etc. Paragraph Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, u'bishvil ze meviim b'korban toido dalet minei lechem. Now we're going to explain in detail the ingredients of a korban toido, and show you al pi chasidus, al pi likutei moran, why there are these different ingredients that go into making up a korban toida. Specifically, four different types of lechem. A korban toida includes with it 40 chalos, and the chalos are four sets of 10. And the Torah describes that these 10 are baked this way, these 10 are fried this way, these 10, each one of the 10 are processed differently. V'chol echod asor chalos. There are four types, each one has 10. ki ikar ho'atzvus ne'echaz b'halechem. Rav Nosson Zal begins, because we know that where is atzvus, what is atzvus associated with? Parnosa is one of the terms, and or food, specifically bread, which is the the word that's used as an umbrella term to refer to food in general and to the search for parnosa. When we say he doesn't even have bread to eat, that means he doesn't have parnosa. You know, that kind of term. Bread is the most important food. Ki ikar ho'atzvus ne'echaz b'alechem, because the main item that atzvus can attach itself to is lechem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, be'itzovoin toichaleno, be'zeyas apecho toichalechem. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, kavyochel Hashem issued a curse. You're going to eat with sadness. Be'zeyas apecho, with sweat, you're going to eat bread. Because again, the sweat there implying heaviness, sadness, depression. Ulehepech, ikar tikkun ho'achila al yidei simcha. And the opposite of that, the main tikkun of achila is the most important item that affects the tikkun for achila is simcha. Bebechinas, echol besimcha lachamecha. It doesn't say echol betaharo lachmecha, it doesn't say echol bigdusha, it says leich echol besimcha lachmecha. Go eat your bread with simcha. Bechinas, and as it says in Koheles, lechol velishtois. Shlomo Melech says, what does a person have to do in this world? Lechol velishtois velismoyach. Eat and drink and rejoice. V'alkein hemasoro chalois mikol min, keneged b'chinas yud mine negina shem mekor uklau kol asimchas. Now you can understand why the Korban Todah is 10 chalois, 10 of these. Why is that number 10 being pounded in us? Because there's a posuk, Alei Osor, V'Alei Novel, Alei Higoyin B'chinor, Ki Simachtani Hashem B'folecho. Because Simcha is defined by 10. The 10 types of song are the source and foundation of all Simcha. Paragraph Dalit. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'yesh L'Rame is Gam B'Proteus, Hadalet Mine Lechem Shemivim B'Korban Toido, Shem keneged bechinas hatikunim shenas ma'idei simchas ha-mitzvah. Shezeo bechinas korban toida kanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to attempt to show us, to explain the four different types of breads that are brought as part of the korban toida and show their connection to the four major tikunim that Rabbeinu Zal describes in that chapter on the Likutei Moran that are associated with doing a mitzvah besimcha. That when a person does mitzvah besimcha, it leads to A, B, C, and D. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how that A, B, C, D corresponds to the Torah's definition of the four types of breads in the Korban Toda. Ki mevoyer shom ba-Torah now, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Shaydei simchas ha-mitzvah, oile malchus mibein ha-klipois. Step one, Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when a Jew is zeicher to do mitzvahs besimcha, he's zeicher to take the Malchus of Hashem, which at times has fallen out of the sphere of Kedusha and actually fallen into the hands of the Klipos. If we picture the building, a building of Kedusha as being 10 floors, the ground floor is Malchus, the second floor is Yesod, and so on and so forth. When person goes through the ground floor and goes into the basement where it's dark and murky and there's the place of the Klipos, we're told in Sifrei Kabbalah that at times, Ragleho Yordos Mofes, the feet of the Kedusha, which is a nickname for the Malchus, goes down to death, goes down to the Klipos, to the Sitrachra, which is called Mofes. Ukesha'ot, when we say Eze Mitzvah, Yesh Koyach Baha Mitzvah, Leilech Ulooirer Kol Ho'ilomois, Lavoides Hashem Yisborach. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when a Jew is Zeicher to do a Mitzvah, that mitzvah has the ability to move and to inspire, to awaken all the worlds to serving Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, that's one aspect of what's discussed there in the Kudamran. Step one, the Malchus exiting from the Klipos. Next, step two, v'zeh b'chinas Malchus Malbish Netzach Hod Yisoid. this Malchus, which was in the Klipois and got taken out of there and brought up to its own natural level, now has the ability to move up further and cloak Netzach Hod Yisoid, become like a Chitzonius to Netzach Hod Yisoid. Shehem Klei Halicha, which are the feet. The Malchus is referred to as Ragleho, the bottom of the feet. Netzach Hod Yisoid are referred to as the upper parts of the feet. Val Yedei HaHalicha Nimshach Brocha L'chol Ho'ilomois. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain over there that when there's the proper movement, when there's the proper halicha, it has the ability to draw bracha into all the worlds. There's a pasuk vayevorech oisoy leragloi. Ragloi over there means because of me, talking about Lavan's house being blessed because of Yosef Hatzadik. But leragloi also means the feet. That the raglayim are able to bring a hamshocha of bracha. V'ze b'chinas netzach hod yisoid malbishnes chesed gvura teferes. That's the third level, where the netzach hod yisoid now moves up and clothes in circles the chesed gvura teferes. We're talking about the kedusha climbing up, moving up levels. Shehem Hayodayim, Chesed Gvura Teferes refers to the hands, the right hand, the left hand, and the trunk of the body. Shemishom Kol HaBrochas, which are the source of bracha. When the Kohanim give us a bracha, they give it to us with their hands. Ve'ikar HaBrocha Shenishpome Hayodayim Heim HaSechel. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the main bracha that comes into the hands is, is a Birkas HaSechel. There's a pasuk by when Yaakov Avinu was giving the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, it says, Sikel Es Yodov. The word Sikel over there literally means he switched around his hands, he crossed his hands. He put the right hand on Ephraim and the left hand on Menashe. But it also means Sechel, Sikel Miloshen Sechel, Sikel Es Yodov, that the main bracha coming from the Yadayim is the Birkas HaSechel. That refers to the fourth level of Aliyah, where the Chesed, the light that was originally in Chesed Gvura Teferes, climbs up to the next level, to Chochma Bino and Das. And that ends up in the Mesader going into its proper position and results in all kinds of, which is the Keser, the crown of Hashem, etc., etc., etc. So Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Gemara, again quotes the Arizal, which talks about four levels of Aliyah, four movements of Kiddusha, starting out mamish in the hands of the Tumah, and coming out of there, the Malchus coming out of the hands of the Klipois, then the Malchus being Malbish, Netzach Hod Yisoid, then the Netzach Hod Yisoid being Malbish, Chesed Gvura Teferes, then Chesed Gvura Teferes being Malbish, Chochma Bina Das. Those are the four aliyot. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas hadalet minei lechem shemeviyim b'korban toida. And this is tied into the four types of breads that are the ingredients of the korban toida. Shehu b'chinas simchas hamitzvah kanal. And as we said before, the korban toida is the symbol and the fulfillment of the joy of a mitzvah. V'yesh l'rame is gam b'protius hadalet min eilechem shemivim b'korban toida shem keneged b'chinas hatikunim shenasma yedei simchas hamitzvah shezeh b'chinas korban toida. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us in detail how the four types of breads that are used in a korban toida correspond to the different tikunim that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, which are accomplished when a person does a mitzvah b'simcha, which is the concept of korban toida. V'ze b'chinas hadalad min eilechem shemeviyim b'korban toida shemchinas simchas hamitzvah kanal. Shem keneged hadalad b'chinas tikunim anal shenasma yedei simchas hamitzvah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start explaining these four types of bread. Ki chalois matzois, the first one of the four categories is called chalois matzois. Rav Nosson Zal says, ze b'chinas malchus shenikras chala. This symbolizes the malchus, the sphere of malchus, which is given the nickname Chala. Sheshiura Mem Gimel Beitzim. We know that the law in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch when is a woman obligated to separate challah from dough when the dough that she's using is a dough of 43 eggs? Bechinas, gam zois, kemuva bedvorav zal, bahatoira abo shol, besimenun hei, likutem an chelik aleph.